May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy, His abundant peace be yours in Christ Jesus, the coming King. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, come and come quickly this day. Come and richly bless the teaching, preaching, hearing of your holy word, and grant us faith and repentance and peace and joy. Prepare our hearts for Christmas and above all for your second coming. We pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Well, Happy New Year. That was a rousing greeting. Happy New Year. Today we begin a new church year. There's no confetti falling down from the sky, and the ball in Times Square won't be falling today or didn't fall last night, and I'm not going to ask the men to give their wives a kiss in church for the new year. Do that after church. It's fine. It is a new year. The world won't celebrate this new year right now, but the church celebrates a new church year. And we begin a new church year with the season of Advent. What's this season called?
Advent.
And my question today, challenge today, is this for us to consider: will we really this season observe the season of Advent? Are we really going to observe the season of Advent, quite frankly and honestly? Are you really going to observe the season of Advent with all the busyness and the hectic schedules and the parties and the gifts and all that? Are we really going to observe the season of Advent? Or is this season going to be the season of I spent some more? When you come to Christmas time and it's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and we perhaps reflect back on this season, the new church year, are we going to look back and say, I just spent a whole lot of money, and I spent a whole lot of time running around to buy all those gifts that no one really needs that bad? The whole month was spending, 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 going, going, going. It's certainly a temptation, a distraction. There's nothing wrong with buying gifts, but we can way overdo it. Do it in moderation. And above all, reflect upon the greatest gift we already have, Jesus. What else do we really all need? Maybe give it all away to someone that really needs it. Give to charity. They need it probably more than your children, don't you think? Grandchildren. We have a bad economy, supposedly, here in America. Bad economy, but I think we all find a way of still spending money. And didn't they call this past Friday Black Friday? It wasn't called Red Friday, was it? Or Gray Friday? Wasn't it called Black Friday? Businesses, I think, are going to do pretty, pretty well. Maybe not as good as years ago. They're going to do fine. We don't mourn and weep for all the businesses out there, do we? And now in America, what do we have? A $15 trillion debt, and it grows every day, and many of us are in individual debt, but we find a way to buy the gifts. Will this, in the end, just be a shallow season of I spent? Or this season could be a season of I meant. For a lot of Christians, this is the season of I meant. Meaning, I meant in Advent, I meant to pray, I meant to worship, I meant to do some self-examining, like we're going to hear John the Baptist the next two Sundays. Repent, the kingdom's coming. Do some self-examining, have a contrite heart. Look at your life a little bit here. Look at your relationship to God. Consider what's really important. Will we really do that? Pray, self-examination, worship, repentance, humility, giving to others. I meant to do all that. I meant to do all that stuff, but I just didn't get around to it. Will we come to Christmas and look back and have a lot of guilt and regret? I didn't do any of those things I planned to do. I meant to prepare my heart, but I just prepared my house. I meant to fast, but I feasted every day. I meant to do some self-denying, but I just indulged. I meant to teach my kids the real meaning of Christmas, to prepare their hearts, but I just spent a lot of money and taught them about toys and Santa Claus. Could be the season of I meant. It could be the season of I vent. Now there's one. This is a season that causes a lot of stress for a lot of people. We can get frustrated, angry, bitter, a lot of stress. We just want to vent, yell, scream. And I read where they say the event that causes the most stress to us in life is the death of a loved one. And I would certainly agree. When a loved one dies, it's great, great burden and stress. Second, number two, is when we move. If we take a new job or move, it's great stress and burden. And the third thing that causes most stress, Christmas. That's what they say, Christmas. Because of all that we got to do. Is that really what God intended? And we just got to vent. We hear the song, Deck the Halls. Sometimes we just want to deck the guy who cuts in line, right? How dare he or she? Easy to be a Scrooge. Bah, humbug. I got to vent, let out all my frustration because of this busy, hectic season. My prayer for us today as God's children, as forgiven people, the baptized, my prayer is that we don't celebrate the season of I spent or I meant or I vent, but we truly celebrate Advent. And Advent is not about I and me and my kids and my grandkids and them all. Advent, as we all know, is about our God. Not about I, but God, God, God. And what our God has done and continues to do and will do. And so next Sunday, as Pastor kind of mentioned, we'll even have more decorations up. We already have the Advent wreath up, and some next Sunday we'll have Christmas trees up, and we'll have the pew candles up, and other wreaths up and decorations. And we do it. Why do we do all that stuff? Why do we do all that stuff? So the elders can brag. Look at what we did. It's not the elders, by the way. Always some nice ladies. Sheila Wolford's there and Karen Varner and some others coming to help. Harriet's coming to help some. It's not about us. Look at us. Look at how good we are. Look at how glorious we are. What a pretty church we have. Those are shallow reasons. Look at how pretty our church is. We do it because our God is so great. Our God is so wonderful. And we try to do something just to reflect His glory and His love and His majesty. Some little thing we can do for you, God, just to remember how wonderful, how the new life you've given me, all the green, the new life you've given to us in Jesus. Three things we think about in Advent and through the church year to summarize. This is where our thoughts, our hearts go. Not on I, do, go. But our minds and our hearts are on God, of how God rent and how God sent. And how God went. That's Advent, to keep the rhyme going. We reflect and recall that God rent. God rent the heavens. That was our Old Testament reading today from Isaiah 64. The first Bible reading we have, the first word of God we hear in a new church here from Isaiah, great, great prophet. And we join Isaiah as we cry out, oh God, that you would rend the heavens. Well, our minds are on God. Not about opening the mall at midnight, but it's on God. Oh, God, rip open the heavens and come down. That's Advent. That's the church here. It's about what God does, not man and society. Oh, God, rent the heavens and come down. You see, there's a big wall there between us and God, heaven and earth, and that wall is sin. We created the wall. We can't penetrate the wall. We can't put one dent in the wall. We can't do anything. God must break down that wall and come down. So we are praying, God, don't ignore us. It'd be easy for God to say, okay, you know, kind of like two kids that share a room and put a line in the middle. That's your side. This is my side. Stay out of my stuff. I'll stay out of your stuff. And God can easily say, there's a big wall here. I'm going to stay here in heaven. I'm holy and righteous. I'm going to live with the angels. You people live down there. Heaven and earth, we avoid each other. Ignore it. God could ignore us and avoid us. So God, don't ignore us. Don't avoid us, God. Don't distance yourself from us, God, but come down. And God ripped open the heavens. We recall that. God wants to deal with us because God loves us. God wants to be with us in our lives. He wants us. And that leads to point number two. As God rips open the heavens, God sent His Son. God would rent and then God sent His Son. God ripped open the heavens and didn't send a plague. He doesn't send fire and brimstone like Sodom and Gomorrah. He doesn't send another flood like Noah's day. He doesn't send plagues like the days of Egypt. I'll send hail upon them, locusts upon them, darkness upon them. I'll just punish them and zap them and hurt them some more with disease and sickness and death. No. God rips open the heavens and does what? Gives us all he has, his beloved son. What a God we have. He sent his beloved son in a manger. And for many of us, we've had this story for 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. We've heard the Christmas story. And I pray we never take it for granted. Ho hum, another Advent, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I pray we ever maybe take a little time in the corner this Advent. This is Advent. Advent's turning off the TV set, throwing the keys to our car somewhere where we can't find them, so we can't go anywhere, and going in the corner and contemplating what my God's done and my sins that led to it, and reflecting upon the God that would send his son in a manger who would die for my sins and save me. Just to remember that, reflect upon that, pray about that, consider it again, and that moves the heart then to repentance, and that moves the heart to faith, and that moves the heart to joy, real joy. And that moves the heart to love my neighbor, not shove my neighbor. To care and show compassion. That's Advent. Over in the corner, like the one publican. Lord, I'm a sinner, but you forgive. You gave me Jesus. Can you find that quiet time? That devotional time for yourself, your family, your children? God rent the heavens. God sent his son. And then the church hears about how this God in Jesus went to the cross. Immediately, Advent 1, the first Sunday in Advent, we look beyond the manger, beyond the angels, beyond all that. That we're going to celebrate. We look beyond all that to Good Friday. We can't wait to get to Good Friday. That's the mountain we're climbing now. We can't wait to get to Easter. That's the high point. And we're reminded of all that with our gospel lesson today. Where our gospel is the Palm Sunday gospel. Doesn't seem to fit. Why are we reading about Jesus entering Jerusalem on a donkey? Because he's coming, you see, Advent. He's coming. And he comes to die. He comes to rise. Our minds are already on Holy Week. It's just Advent. We're on Holy Week already. That's the high point. That's the climax. That's what we're here for. Jesus' death for us. His resurrection for us. The forgiveness of sins. God's grace and peace. And so we hear from St. Paul in the epistle. I love these first readings of the church here. Paul greets us with what? Guilt and punishment to all of you? We got enough of that. Paul greets us there saying, grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus. You've been enriched in every way. St. Paul reminds us that in Christ, you have God's grace, his undeserved favor. You have peace with God in Jesus. He died for you. And you've been made rich in every way. You lack nothing, church, as we begin a church here. We lack nothing. We have everything in Christ. Now go believe and go tell and go share. And come and receive some more. All the Sundays of the church here and Wednesdays of the church here. Come get some more. But already you have it in Jesus. So, you're busy, busy, busy this season, running around. You got to run to JCPenney's and you got to run to the fudge shop to get Pastor and I fudge. I mention that about every Advent. Don't do that, by the way. And you got to run to the mall. You got to run to this party and that party. You got to run here, there. When you're in the middle of all that, take a breath. Take a breath and think. What's it really all about? It's not about me running and running and going here and there. It's about my God. And my God running from heaven to earth to lie in a manger. And my God running throughout his ministry, teaching and healing and showing compassion. And my God running to a cross to die for my sins. My God running out of a tomb to rise again and conquer death for me. My God running into his word to teach me, his sacrament to feed me. My God running from heaven one day soon to take me to heaven. That's what it's about. Not about I, but God, 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 the I am, I am, I am. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. May we celebrate this month, the season of Advent. Join me. Amen. We rise. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join in the offertory.